Okay, today is Das Chaf Zayin. We're in Chaf Vav Amud Beis by the bottom line. Tana Rabbana. No, not on the bottom line. I'm sorry. Two dots. Five lines from the bottom. The Ein Mavrin Almitos Zekufos. When you have that first Sudas Havra, you sit in a normal chair. That's basically what it means. Even though you're an Avil, you came back from the cemetery, now you're sitting, you're having your Suda, you sit in a normal chair. Tana Rabbanan, a whole echel base avel. If somebody goes to visit a base avel, im hayalibo gaspo, if he's a close friend, very familiar with the person, then yavruhu almitos kefuyos. Then, I believe this means the guest, right?
Yeah.
What? The guest will sit on a low chair. Yeah, the guest. The one who's coming to pay a shivakol. If he's very familiar, very friendly with the oval, then he will sit also in a low chair, like the oval, which the Gemara says. The imlav, and if not, yavru almitos zekufos. He's sitting in a regular chair. I don't think we do this today. Nobody sits in a low chair except for the oval. Anyway, Rava, Isra ba milsa, Rava was sitting shiva, ola gabe abba bar marta. Abba Bar Marta came to pay Shivakol, to who Abba Bar Minyun made. It's also the same name, same person. And Rava Zakif. Rava sat in an upright chair. Why? Because Rava felt, well, not so close off, me and him. I'll sit in a even the oval sits in a regular chair. Abba Bar Marta, coffee. But Abba Bar Marta sits in a low chair. My good buddy Rava. Right? Amar Kamale, so Rav. Yeah, so Amar, so Rav says Kamale beidaita lahitzur b'avaran. This Tam Chacham over here is not that smart. He thinks they're such good friends. He's sitting in a, not such good friends. Okay, new halacha. Tana Rabbanan, haholeich mimakom lamakom. If someone, it's a big machlokas. What this means? The simple pshat is while you're traveling. That's one pshat. One pshat is while you're traveling, you find out you're a novel. Another pshat is. You need to travel, even though you're an avil, right? So, haholeit l'makom l'makom. If you're going from place to place, im yachal l'mayit be'iske yimayit. If you're able to reduce your business, reduce it. V'im lav, and if you can't reduce your business, yigalgel imahen. Try to like hide your business in the other business partners that are with you. Make it look like they're doing the business. Rashi says, ena osis schar b'fnei atzmo. Don't do the business yourself. Ella im chabura. Do it with the chevra. Try as much as you can not to do the business yourself. Speak machlok is what this means. Tosfos here as well hold has three pshatim. He says, first of all, in the top line, it says, Pirish Bekundris Bischarasa. Vinire the Davra Avid Kamar. First of all, the month we're talking about a Davra Avid. Right? It's a what to call. You have no choice. You're going to lose money. Okay, and then he says maybe it means groceries for the house. You need cereal, you need milk, things like that. Groceries we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. In other words, you're alone. Who's buying your groceries for you? You got to go get yourself groceries. So either mamayit or try to make it look like you're not really doing something. Those are the pshatim here. Tana Rabbanan, we looked at the brisa. Me'emisai kofin hamitos. When do you start acting like you're an avil? When do you lower the mita, right? The rush, the toast of the rush says, the reason why we pick this avilus, as opposed to taking off your shoes or not shaving, is because this one applies to everybody. What if somebody already has a beard? Doesn't no difference to him. Or what if someone doesn't have shoes? So it could be such a thing. I can't afford shoes. Doesn't walk around shoes. This... Who does this? Only a Balaam do this. This is the one that's picked. So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says, when you leave your house. That what? To the cemetery. To the funeral. I'm sorry, to the funeral, which is going to lead to the cemetery. That's when it starts. Right. Rabbi Shua Omer, no. Mishiyistam Hagolo, which is what we possibly like. No, when you bury the person. Maisa, there was a story.
That's
what it means. It means burial. Maisa, there was a story. Shemais Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken died. Kivan Shiyatzin Pesach Beso. Once he left Pesach Beso, Amalehem Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told him, told the family, Kafu mitoseichem. Put, you know, act on avelis. Put the chairs down. The Kivan Shinistam Hagolel. And once they went to the cemetery, Amalehem Rabbi Yeshua. Kafu mitoseichem. Now, yeah, now you have to do it. Amrulok for Kafinu al Pi Zakin. We already listened to Rabbi Eliezer. Listen to Rabbi Eliezer. Just the Rosh Hashanah points out that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua lived in the times of Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, who was a grandfather of this Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Which is why they take out the word Hazaken here. Because it can't be the same Rabbi Gamliel. It can't be Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken did not live at the same time as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. It can't be.
Essentially, these two times that they're saying that
when you turn over the bed is the same, because when he's leaving for
the cemetery, who else is going to do it? I hear you. It comes back.
Right. So the nafkamina would be where someone doesn't go to the cemetery, right?
Yeah.
The old mother's not going. So when does she have to start sitting in a low chair? When they leave or when they come back? So stuff like things like that. Right. Exactly. Tana Rabbanan, may emesai zokfin es hamitos, the Erev Shabbos. When do you put them back on Erev Shabbos? Because no avails on Shabbos. Not public anyway. You can sit in a regular chair on Shabbos. So when do you put them back? So who said the last time that it was in the Chatzos? So the answer is, min ha-mincha ulamayla. For mincha, it's a machlokas, it's a mincha gedola, mincha ketana. It doesn't matter. The interesting point is, that the Meiri says the Chachamim could not give a shir, or the Chachamim didn't want to give a shir that wasn't a universal shir. In other words, what if a guy has 10 beds he's got to fix before Shabbos, and another guy has one? So this guy could stop 10 minutes before Shabbos. He needs 3 hours. So they gave us blanket shir. It's the same shir for everybody. Mincha. There's enough time for that. How many beds you have already? A big mansion, it's enough time. Mincha's time is good, which is why you told me that when you called the rabbi, he said 2 hours, right? Why? Because, okay, that's what you need, 2 hours. That's how it goes. That's what the Meiri said. The pick mincha, that's a universal time. Every time I'm going to tell someone different, it's going to make everyone crazy. 2 hours, mincha, whatever it is, that's what it is. Next, Amar Rabbi Bar Huna, Afal Pi Kain, even though that's true, Eni Yeshiv Oleh Ajit Ekshach. Yeah, you're fixing the chairs, but you can't sit on them until Shabbos comes. Ulamatzah Shabbos, and Amatzah Shabbos, Afal Pi She'ein Bali Yeshiv El Yom Echad, even though Yeshiva is going to end on Sunday morning, one day, one more day, Chozev Echofa, you have to put them back down. Tanu Rabbanan, Hakofa Mitaso, not only the Mita you have to put down, Lo Mitaso Bavad, Hukofa, El Akol Mitos She'esh Botlo, Besof Besa Hukofa. Every Mita in the house has to do, you have to do this. Everyone in the house. What? What do you mean? No, in your house.
Yeah, but
you have one. You have one in the bedroom. That one also. No one's coming in there to see you. Yeah, everyone in the house. I feel like Yeshua Eser Mitos. Even if you have 10 beds, the Eser Makomos in 10 places, Kofen Es Kulon, all of it. I feel Chamisha Achin. Even if you have 5 brothers, Umeit Echad, and one passed away, Kulon Kofen. They all have to do it in all their houses. That means in all their houses, no? Vim Haisa, what? Obvious, right? That's why I think they're not sitting in the same place. Vim Haisa Mita Hamiyuchedet Lekalim Ain Zarech Lekvoza. But if you have a Mita or a couch or some kind of chair, that all you do in that chair is put Kalim, nobody sits there, then you don't have to put that one down. Dargish, some kind of platform. Ain Zarech Lekafoso, you don't have to put that down. Ella Zokfo, you can leave it upright. Rishir Meng Amliel Omer, Dargish. Matir es karbitav, you unloosen, you unfasten the, what are they, what's karbitav? Loops? What, loops? Vuno fil me'elav, and it falls by itself. I'm not sure what that is, so I don't know what it is.
And little ropes going across.
Right, so we're going to get to the ropes across just in a minute. So what is a dargish? You unloosen the loops, and then the bed falls by itself. Can you sit on that now? I don't know. My dargish?
Hold on a second. If you're turning over every single bed in the house and the people coming in from your mouth and bubble,
It could be. It could be that's true. It could be. Maybe they have special chairs for them. I don't know.
But you're not allowed to have it. Right. You're not allowed to have special chairs for them.
Right. So my dargish, what's a dargish? Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't. What's a dargish? Amar Ula. Ula says, Arsa de Gada. It's an Arsa of God. What does that mean? Says Rashi in the third line from the top. Very important Rashi. He says, for other reasons. Mita, it's a bed. Shemiyachadim Osa. You set it aside. Lamazel Tov. Right? When God was born, Leah says, Ba God. What does Rashi say? Ba Mazel. Right? Good luck. It's an Arsa de Gada. It's a bed of good luck, says Rashi. It's Mazel Tov. They mishtamshim baklum. You don't use this thing for anything. Ella, rather, miyachad it also set aside l'sheiruz Mazel Tov aleha, to declare Mazel Tov on it. Says the Ran. Isn't that chukas hagoyim? What? What is that?
It's
what? It's not Rashi said. Rashi said it's a couch you don't use and it's just for good luck.
Yeah. I don't need it, I have extra stuff.
You ever heard in this religion about good luck charms?
It's not
what Rashi says. The Ran says no. It's not what it is.
What's the command?
What? What's the command?
Command.
It's a big question. It's a good question. It's a very good question. But Rashi said I think it's a long topic. It's a big topic. Rashi says it's a bed you don't use. It's just for good luck. We say Mazel Tov over there. What?
It's a
Kisa Shel Eliyahu. Kisa Shel Eliyahu is a chair that we believe Eliyahu sits on when it comes to your bris milah. It's not the same thing at all. This is not used at all.
The bottom line is it's a chair.
It's in your house all the time. You have a Kisa Shel in your house now?
Well, then. I don't know that we don't have a lot of
it.
The Ran in the Darim, right? In Sanhedrin or the Darim? I have his Sanhedrin. On Daf Chaf? Yeah. Says the Ran, what Mati saying? No, it was just if people have living room that they're not allowed to go into.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
That's not what Rashi says.
I have one of those.
That's not what Rashi says. That's not what Rashi says.
Your wife has one of those.
Says the Ran. That's what Rashi meant.
Exactly.
That's not what he said.
Rashi didn't say anything.
Yes, he did. He said it's a bed you don't use a Mazel Tov. That's a little funny. Says that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi meant was it's a bed you don't use because you're so wealthy. You have like a museum. No, we don't go in that room. Look at it from far away. Can't go in there. And because the Ran says more than that, because it was never used, it became like he says his exact words are that what? So they would ask you, what you do? What do you do in that room? Why do you have a room that you can't go into? What kind of funny thing is that? You're so wealthy that you have room you don't even go into. Why? Why do you do that? What?
I grew up, people ask. I had a friend of mine, his mother had the living room roped off for one of those things.
I understand.
I had a friend like that also. Why are you going to the living room?
And people would ask, why do you have a room that you don't use? And people would answer. People would answer.
For special occasions.
It's for special occasions. Oh. That's how it became called Mazel Tov. It's a special occasion. When you bring home your kollel, you go and sit over there. Then we'll sit there, right? Otherwise, we don't sit there, right? So that's how it got it. That's how Rashi says, but says the Ran, Rashi meant all that. Right? Okay, next. Amalei Rabba, Elamayata, if that's true, Gabi Melech, what about Melech? It's not, it says. Kol Ha'am, Mesuban Ala Aretz, everybody sits on the ground. Vahu Mesiv Ala Dargish, and he sits on the Dargish. So 1 second. What about the rest of his life, the Melech? He didn't sit there. His whole kingdom, he never sits there. Only when he's in Aval, me, Kamidi, such a thing. Da'ad Idna Lo Osvina. You never put the king over there. Da'ad Hash Vahashtam Osvina Lay. Now you put him there. But Dafka now, he never goes there. So Maskul Flor Ravashi, what's the big kasha? My kusha, what's the big kasha? Midi Dehavi Achila Ushtia. It's just like Da'ad Hashta, Ad until now, Lo Achil Neva Lo Ashkine. Who feeds the king? I'm going to bring king to supper. No, he's a king. Now, and Hashta now, Ochlina Vashkine. He's not eating from his own. That halacha didn't go away for a king. So who's going to bring him food? His friends, his neighbors. So you see that when you're in awful, funny things go on. If you have a kasha on the story with the dargish, this is the kasha. What's the kasha? It says, the Tanya, dargish, ain't a tzarech lekafoso, You don't have to put it down. Ella zakufo. Rather, you can stay upright. Vi arsa de gada. And if it's some special fancy chair, amai ena tzarek lekafoso. Why don't you have to put that down? So it's a models of chair. No one ever used it. So why not? We just said hotanai. We learned hakofe mitaso. Lo mitaso bavad hu kofe. Ella kol mitaso basof beza hu kofe. Every chair in the house.
Is a chair or a bed or both?
I'm not sure what it is. The couch.
No, I'm saying, why are we turning over? Only beds or even chairs?
I think it means even chairs. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. Right? So in other words, why does this darkish get excluded? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Umay kusha. It's a Caleb. Maybe it's a chair. It's not. You don't use it, but maybe it's like set aside for Caleb. The Tanya. If it's set aside for Caleb, you don't have to turn it over. If you have a kasha or the dargish, this is the kasha. If you're making a little Omer, dargish ma'aser karbitav, you unfasten the loop, who know from the and it folds by itself. If it's some fancy chair. My carbita islay? What kind of loop doesn't even have any of this stuff? So Kiyasa Ravin, Amaleahu Merabanan, Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arva Shemei, he said, Davashriach Beshuka de Gildoi, he was common in the street of Gildoi, my dargish, what's a dargish? Arsa de Tzala, it's some kind of leather chair. So something made out of leather. How does that change anything? So then it has loops. I think that's what the pshat is. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Dargash, Shirugo Mitocho, Dargash Shirugo Mitocho. A Dargash means, this is what Mati was saying before, a Dargash means somehow the coils or the ropes are Mitocho, inside the bed. And Mita, a regular couch, Shirugo Agaba, the straps are on the outside. What exactly? There's a picture of an article, I think?
No, two pictures.
The man that helps you? Doesn't help. Well, one's the frame. So where is the support? Inside or outside?
One's underneath and one's inside.
Exactly. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Halacha Kirab and Shimon Ben Gamliel. Okay. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rav Yossi, Asi, Mita Shenaklita, Yotzin Zekufa Vidayo. What's that? Oh, right. A canopy bed. That has a post, it looks like a tent. Has a post at the beginning of the bed, a post at the end of the bed. You throw a sheet over it, like a fancy person, canopy person. So that, like that, Yotzin Zekufa Vidayo. You set that up right, and that's all you have to do. Right? Okay. I'm not sure what he's saying over here. I don't know, what does it say? What does that mean? What does that mean? Mita Shanaklita Yotzin Zekufa Fidayo.
You stand it upright, and don't have to completely turn it over, just move it up and shift it a little bit. That's enough to do the
Okay, that's enough. You just move it a little bit? Okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan. Yashin al gabi kise, if he sat on a chair, al gabi.
Right.
You can't turn it over because it comes to a point.
What you're saying, you should do is stand it up.
Uh-huh, okay, stand it up. Okay, next, Tana Rabbanan. Yashin al gabi kise, if somebody sleeps on a chair, al gabi udaini, some kind of utensil, gadola, some big utensil, al gabi kaka, or on the ground itself, lo yotzi zeichel vaso. You're not yotzi yachiv. That's not Adelus Bishlemus. Amir B'yochanan, Shalokayim Kviyat Amita. Because at the end of the day, you didn't do the Kviyat Amita. Tana Rabbanan, Mechabdin, you can tidy up, Umarvitin, or you can, other kind of tidying up, right? Mechabdin means to clean, Marvitin means you sprinkle water to keep the dust down, Bebesha Avel, you can do that in the Besha Avel, right? The house will have to be clean, right? Ma'azichin Karos Vikosos Vitsluchios, the kitunios, base avel, you can wash the pots and the dishes and the silverware and the utensils. You can do all that. It doesn't have to be a pigsty, right? The ain mavian esha mugmar veshabasamim lebeis avel. All right, to bring in the mugmar to have a smell like a perfume shop that you don't have to do, that you don't should do when you're an avel, that you don't have to do. Ain't is that true? Vaha Tani bar kapara ein mevarchin. You don't make a bracha lo ala mugmar v'lo ala b'san beis avel, which means bruche hu de lo mevarchinan ha'asuye maisi. You shouldn't make a bracha, but to bring it in, why not? So the Gemara says lo kasha tana kasha ha beis avel. When are you allowed to bring in the spices, the besamim, when the mace is still in the house? So you don't want the house to smell from the smell of the mace. Then you can bring it. You don't make a bracha. Ha, beis ha-menachmin. But when the pain shiva calls to you, then you can't have any spices, any besamim in the house at all. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ein molichin lebeis ha-avel. You don't bring to the avel. You bring him food, right? So you don't bring it lo betavla, not on a plate, lo be'as kutla, a big and different kind of plate, lo bekanon, another kind of plate or a dish, ella besalim. Rather, you bring it in a simple basket. Why? Because we're going to see in the Gemara, it became a competition. And people that were poor were embarrassed.
That hasn't changed.
Ve'ein omrim bebirchas aveilim b'moed. You don't say birchas aveilim on yontif or chalamoed. Aval omdim b'shura. One second. Aval omdim b'shura. You stand in a line, umanachmin, and you give nechama, upotrin es harabim, and you send everybody home. Ein manichin es hamita barachov. You don't put a mita out in the street, shelo lahargil es hahespid, to cause the hespid to go on even longer. But we're going to block off traffic, we're going to have a big hespid on chalamoid. No, you don't do that on chalamoid. V'lo shal nashim la'olam, but they're covered. And for a woman, you never do that, because that's considered not covered for a woman to make a whole splash. But look at this, we're going to have block off the traffic because we're going to be speaking about her, even if it's not Yom Tov.
But they should put down the beers, I guess, they want to carry on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Not to block off the traffic, but they just bring down.
But why are you doing that? You're doing it because you're going to have a hesped in the public. Tanur Rabbanon.
Yeah.
They
in Bar Bonon, I was there at the Levaya, they came down the street, pulled it out of the back of the
Hearse? It could be they do that.
They open the back door and say Hesper by the back door, they don't pull it out.
Okay, now we're gonna learn 8 things that the Chachamim made Gzeira to do it a certain way. So you shouldn't embarrass the people that don't have any money. The first one's going to be by a funeral, so we get more. So, Tanur Rabbanan. Number one. B'Rishona, Hayom Alichim Be'Beit Avel, Ashirim, Bekaltos, Shal Kesef, Shal Zav. The rich ones used to bring these gold and silver, you know, cutlery or whatever. Vaniyim, Besalei Nitzarim, Shal Arava, O Kalufa. And the poor people used to bring baskets made out of branches and leaves and things like that. Vaniyim is Baisha, was embarrassing. Tiskili Vitakana, Shiyehe, Kakal, Mevian, Besalin Itzar, Mishal Rava, Klufa, the Kavod and Shalaniyim. So they made a takana. Whenever you bring food to a Avel, you bring it in the cheap stuff. You don't want to make anybody feel bad.
Correct.
Correct. Tana Rabbanan, but Rishona, originally, Hayumashkim Besa Avel, they used to drink in the Besa Avel. Tashirim b'tzechuches levana. The rich used to use white glass. V'aniyim b'tzechuches tzevua.
Clear,
okay. And aniyim used to use colored glass. Apparently, it was cheap, much cheaper. I don't know why that is, but apparently. But aniyim is baishin. They were embarrassed. Hiskinu they made a takana. Shiakol mashkin b'tzechuches tzevua. Everybody should use only colored glass. Michnei chvodon shel aniyim, out of respect for the aniyim.
That might be cool. That's not embarrassing.
Is that true? My first answer is that there's a difference between a mitzvah and a non-mitzvah. Even though these are mitzvos, they're under the rubric of chesed. That's the only thing I can think of. You never find, you can't spend a lot of money on an esrog because the other guy can't spend money. No, it's not such a halacha like that. But when it comes to chesed, maybe. These are all chesed things. Right? What? It's a good question. I have to think about it.
By Esrei, it's pretty exotic
for
each person.
But there's a $100 table and a $200 table.
Right. So you can just get the best one that you can find from a $10 table. That's his other. That's his
no, then we should make a rule. You can't charge more than $100 for an Esrei.
Okay. But
there's no such rule.
No, there isn't.
The right? But here they made a rule like this. But here they didn't make it. By Bikurim, they didn't make such a rule. So why didn't they do it by Bikurim? Well, it's a Tekanos, right? So Berishona, Hayim Megalim Pnei Ashirim, listen to this. Originally, they used to, when somebody died, if it was a rich person, they would let you see his face. But Umechasin Pnei Aniyim, but the face of an Ani, they would cover. Why? Mibnei Shahayu Mushcharin. It was all black. The faces were black, because they were always malnourished. We're talking real poor people. Right? We're talking about poor people. We're not talking about people that are poor so they can't go to Florida, they only can go to Hershey. We're not talking about people like that. We're talking about really poor people. They were so poor that their faces were malnourished. It was embarrassing. We don't even understand what society is like. It's embarrassing. Okay.
With a lot of poverty and a lot
right.
of hunger.
It's real poverty.
Real poverty.
So it's skier the beta tekana, shei mechasim pnei akol, and they kvod nishal aniyim. Everyone's face gets covered, so the aniyim shouldn't feel bad. Number four, the rishono hayomati and ashiyim bedargash. They used to bring out the rich people in these fancy coffins, vaniyim bechlicha, and the aniyim were in some kind of
beer.
Yeah. The Rashi. The Rashi Ksav Yad that looked like a ladder. That's some cheap, like a stretcher, right? But Aniyim is Baisin. It was embarrassing. They brought everybody out like that because of the Aniyim. Number five. Originally, they used to put spices under people that died from stomachaches. So the people that were alive that had stomachaches were embarrassed. Because for some reason it was embarrassing that they should know, they're going to know why we died. Right? So, Hiskinu, Sheminichim Tachas, Hakol, Nekvodon Shacholim Me'ayim Chayim. So the Meditakana put it underneath everybody so nobody should feel bad. Number six, similar. Rishonah Hayim Adbilin, Esakalim, Agabe Nidos, Mesos. They used to put tovel kalim that a dead nida touched. By your nidos chayas, mizbaishos. If the nida was alive, she was embarrassed. If I die, everybody's gonna know that I was a nida when I died because they're gonna take everything to the mikvah. Hiskinu shi matbilin al gavi kol hanashim if they quote shal nidos chayas. So the Vedic takana, they would tovel everything, even for any nida that died, they would tovel. Any woman.
Is the thing more telling because it touched a dead nida versus a dead person?
No. The point is not that she was dead when she touched it. She was alive.
Yeah.
But if you... Okay, we've got to go to the house now and take out all the stuff. Because when she died, she was a nida. That's a little embarrassing. If she would have been alive, if she wasn't a nida, nothing was coming.
Right.
So
why is it coming? Because a dead...
No, because she was a nida. This goes against what Moshe Feinstein Paskin. When Moshe Feinstein was asked to Shaila... That people, when you're a nida, you have to have harchaka. One of the harchakas is, you have to have something on the table as a hecker that she's a nida. So someone asked Rav Moshe, that's embarrassing. So Rav Moshe said, nothing embarrassing about being a nida. It's not embarrassing, everybody is one. Every woman is one at some point. It's not some stain on your... Everybody's a nida. That's what Rav Moshe said, they wore different clothing. So what kind of... But here you see not like that.
Why?
Here you see not like that. Hey, you see, they were embarrassed.
Laws of Tahara.
So what? What's the difference between laws of Tahara, wearing different clothing and sitting at the restaurant with a hecker? What's the difference?
Because I couldn't touch anything. It was different.
Well, the problem is, she died, and then every Kaylee in the house is Thomas Mace.
No. We're not talking about Thomas Mace. We're talking about Thomas Nida.
How?
Because she was a Nida in the morning, she touched everything in the kitchen, and then she died in the street in the afternoon.
No, only what...
Right? So, okay, go into the house. Everything in the kitchen's got to go to the mikvah.
Only what's open.
Why? Because she was a Nida when she died. That's what happened. She was a Nida when she died. So the nidas that are alive, look at this. When I die, everyone's gonna know I was a nida. So Rav Moshe said, so what?
And And if a man dies, what happens to the keilah inside the house?
When in the he didn't die in the house. He didn't die in the house. Right. So they made a rule. Anytime a woman dies, we're talking about everything. Now, seven and eight is the same thing. The Rishon Amar Bilal got be Zav and Mace, the same thing with the Zav. For how your Zav and Chayim is Baishan, the Zavs were embarrassed, right? His Kiddush, Mat Bilal got be Hakol, they Kvodon Shal Zav and Chayim. They made a rule. We talk about everything so that the Zav and Zav shouldn't feel bad. Number eight, the Rishon Amar Bilal Hotaz Hamace, Kasha, Lekrovav, Yotzim Mimisaso. Listen to this. The funeral expenses were worse for the Krovim than the actual death. Actually, listen to this. Krovim Anichin also broken. They would leave the mace and run away. They couldn't afford to pay, bury somebody. So, Adche bought Rabbi Gamliel, Vinod Kalas Rosh Ba'atzmo. He wrote a will and he said, when I die, this is what the Mepharshim explained, that he said all this. When I die, I want you to bury me, V'yatza B'klei Pishton. I want you to bury me in Klei Pishton. And everyone after that made a new rule. Okay, Rabbi Gamliel did it. Tachrichim, the cheap ones.
It used to be
some fancy thing, whatever it was. Amar of Papa, Ho'idna, Noit Alma, Afilu, Tzarda, Barzuza. Even some cheap, a baguette made out of canvas, you could buy it for a zuz. That's what they used to do. Okay. Ein menichin es hamita barachov. You don't put the on chalamoid. Amar of Papa, Ein moed b'snei tamachacham. But if he's a tamachacham, I don't care that it's chalamoid. Right? There's no moed in front of a tamachacham. You still make a hesped. V'chol shkein, Chanukah u'Purim. And for sure, Chanukah and Purim. Right? So by the way, the Torah says like this. Even though a hesped, they're all the same. Chanukah, Purim, chalamoid are the same. Regarding avelas, they're completely not the same. On Moed, there's no Avelis. Chanukah, there is Avelis. What about Purim? Big Machlokas. It's a big Machlokas. It just is. A big Machlokas if there's Avelis on Purim or not. You ever paid a Shiva call on Purim? Uh-huh. You did? It's a big Machlokas what you do. Ashkenaz and Sfar,
no? So I know that he went to Shul.
It's very complicated. It's not so simple. It's very complicated. Chanukah is very simple. Nothing changes. What? When? On Purim. Right. Okay. Yeah. Behind him, the fun of. That's only in front of him. I will shalom the fun of low. But if not in front of him, then Talmud Chacham is in Israel. You don't stop the presses here, right? Ain't is that true? Rav Kahana safte l'Rav Zvid v'nahada v'pum nahara. Yeah, but Rav Kahana did that for Rav Zvid, and he wasn't in the same town. Well, on Rav Papi Yom Shmuahu, that was the day that he heard about it, and Ukefanov dami. It's like it's Kefanov. Okay. Amar Ula Hesped Alev. So some kind of making clapping or banging. That's on your heart. Dichsev al Shadayim Softim. On the breast area. Tifuach is biyat. That's clapping something. Kilos is berega. Tanar Banan Hamakalis. If you make some kind of stamping feet with your feet, like for wailing, lo yikalis besandal. Don't use a sandal. Elaminal, but use a shoe. Nea sakana, because it's a sakana. Somehow you can hurt your foot. I don't know. Amar Biyachanan. Avel, given shigia rosho shuvei menachmin rishai leishivetlo. Once the avel gives you the signal, you leave. So it's a machlokas what this means. Either he's uncomfortable, he had enough. He needs to use the bathroom. All these stuff, and he's tired. It gives you he can't say, please leave. Doesn't want to say that. So he gives you a nod, and you should have a little common sense. What? No, he can't. Amar B'yochanan, Hakol Chayavin Lamad Mifnei Nasi, Chutz Mi'Ovel V'Chola. Everybody has to stand up for a Nasi and a Ovel, and a Melech, and a Nasi, except for an Ovel and a Chola. Why don't they have to stand up? Some say that the only time you have to stand up for a melech is when you're standing up is a hiddur. And since you're an avil, there's no hiddur, you don't have to stand up. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hakal Omrim Lahem Shavu, Chutz Mi'Avil V'Chola. And to everybody else, we could say, you can sit down, not to them, they didn't stand up anyway. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Avil Yom Rishon, Asul Echo Lecha Mishalo. An avil on the first day, he does not eat his own suda. Since Hashem told Yechezkel, don't eat that lechem from other people. So you see from here that that was a special thing, but every other avil does, right? Says the Rabbeinu Yochum says something interesting. He says, because if your friends aren't going to bring you food, you're so sad you're not even going to eat. That's not healthy, right? You're not going to eat. You need people to make sure you eat. They bring you the food. Rabbi Rav Yosef mechalfisu datayhu lahadadi. Rabbi Rav Yosef had a minhag. Whenever one of them was in a veilus, the other one would bring over the food. Rabbi Rav Yehuda Marav meis beir. If you die in a city, kol bnei ha'ir asur batzias malacha. Nobody does malacha. Rabbi Hamnuna ikla ledarumsa. Rabbi Yehuda went to the city of Darumsa. Shama kol shipura deshechava. They heard the sound of a shofar. Why are they blowing a shofar? They're blowing a shofar because someone died.
Why did you bring a raya from when Asa was cooking that ashram because of the sale of Rambam being Ravayan, he was cooking for the Avelim? That would have been Natagra.
Yeah, it's a medrash. I don't know. I hear that. The Ein Yaakov says like this. Why are they blowing a shofar? They're blowing a shofar because they don't want to announce. They don't want to announce. They don't want to say the words out of their mouths that so-and-so died. So when they heard a shofar, what's a shofar today? So it's not Rosh Hashanah. Why is it blowing a shofar? Not El. Why is it blowing a shofar? Oh, it's someone died. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Have you ever heard this every minute? If you hear the minute of pouring water?
Yeah.
There's a minute to pour water. Well, there's a minute you don't drink the water when someone dies. That's a separate, that's a little bit Kabbalistic. But there's the Shulchan Aruch quotes, who was a Makubal anyway, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's in shit, I saw it yesterday because I didn't believe it was true, but he says it in black and white. It's a very small line. It's in Hilchas Avelus, in Simon. Where am I? Shin Lamed Tes, the end of Shin Lamed Tes. If hey, he says that when and you pour water, and when people see what's it pouring water, that's a sign that someone died. They don't want to say it bepeh. You don't want to say a bad thing out of your mouth, so they pour water.
Pour water where?
On this floor, I don't know where. And then all the notes of Kalim say it's based on this Gemara. Anyway, he heard the shofar, and Chazi saw Hanachinchi to Ka'avdi Avinita. Everybody's going. Nobody stopped working. Everybody's still at work. So Amar Lahu, Bahavi Hanach Anchi Bishamta. Should I put everybody in Chayrim? Lo Shachva Ika Demasa. Didn't someone die here in this town? Amrulei Chavurta Ika Bemasa. No, we have a Chevra. We have a Chevra taking care of it. So why should I stop working? Someone's taking care of it. That was the whole reason. Who's going to take care of it? We have a Chevra. So. Some machlok is here. Some say there was a rotation, and it wasn't our turn, so we can go to work. They're doing it. If that's the case, then it's mutter. Yeah. Someone's taking care of it. So if someone's taking care of it, it's not a problem. If you cry too much, you'll cry for more. Right? Hahi itza. There was a woman. David b'shivuvuse d'Ravuna. In the neighborhood of Ravuna, Havla Shiva Bane, she had seven sons. Can you already see where the story's going? Meis Echad, one died. Meis Chad Minayu, Havis Kabakas Besiyarasa Aleh. She was crying, too much crying. Shalach Le Ravuna, Lo Ta Abdehachi. You have to get over it. You have to get your bearings. Lo Ishkachbe, she wouldn't pay attention to that. Shalach Le, she told him, Eat Tisis, if you stop, Mutav, all right. Vi Lo Tzavis, Zavazda Le'idach. I'm afraid it's going to happen to the others. Sure enough, Mes umesukul, they all died. Well, so at the end, Amala, Timush, Zavata, Lunavshach, Umesa. She couldn't handle it, and she herself died. Yeah. Al tichbu lemes, don't cry. I don't know. Al tichbu lemes. I'll tell you the story in a minute. Ramosha, we'll end off with this Ramosha in a minute. Al tichbu lemes, don't cry for a mace. Al tenudu lo, and don't. What does tenudu do? What? Don't shake. Al tichbu lemeis yotzei midai. Don't cry more than enough. Don't cry too much. Al tenu d'lo yotzei mikashir. Haketzad, what's that? Shlosh yom lebechi, 3 days for crying. Shiva lehespit, 7 days for a shiva, right? Shlosh yom legiyat v'l tasporeth. And then 30 days, no laundry, no shaving, all that. Mikan ve'elech, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Iyatem rachman bo yotzei mimeni, is it more than me? In other words, you shouldn't, not more than that. Not more than that. So Rav Moshe says like this: There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. There's no minug. There's no place in Klal Yisrael to have tsar for avelos. Tsar, right? There's no such thing. What is there? There's the halacha. Shiva, crying. Yes. Rav Moshe says, why do you cry? Crying is because it's a cover for the mace, and also it's emotional. But there's no Indian of. It's a very good point. There's no Indian of tsar. I'm no longer going to do the following. There's no such thing like that. It's not a Jewish thing. It's not a Jewish thing. Have tsar. You have mourning, of course, and crying. And then what? So the Rambam says, these are frightening Rambams. You know, everyone always quotes the Rambam. He was such a rationalist. No one is ever going to quote this Rambam. The Rambam says it's in Hilchas Avol, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, that if you cry too much, right, you are a tipesh, because everybody passes away. That's the way of the world. You hear that? We're never going to quote that Rambam when they talk about how. Right? And in Halacha Yud Beis, he says, and if you don't misabel properly, then you are an achzar. Right? They go hand in hand. Avel is a chiyuv, has to be done properly, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you. And if it's too much, there's also something wrong with you. Right? It's a balance. I know. It's not easy. It's not easy. There's nothing you can say. Correct. I know that. I know. There's nothing you can say about that. I don't know what to say about that. But his point, you can't argue with. His point is well taken. In the majority of cases, if people don't handle it well, there's something wrong with that. I'm not talking about the very tragic events. How do you deal with them? I don't know. I had that myself. So I don't know how to say. I don't know what to say. But the point is well taken. All right. Can we end on a nice note, maybe?
It's
hard to end on a nice note. How can we end on a nice note? Emir Tashem, one day, the Avelis will all stop and will only be Simchas.
Another way of hiding it nicely. It's hard to
Very hard.